The pasuk says, "Yikat shnei tzira izim." You have to take two young goats. Is miyat tzira shnayim? If the Torah wouldn't have said the word sheni, yikach shnei, just would have said yikach tzira izim. From tzira izim alone, I would know you mean two, because tzira is a lashon rabin. So miyat tzira shnayim. So ma tamulay sheni. Why does the verse say yikach shnei? Ma tamulay shnei. What does the pasuk have to say yikach shnei tzira izim? The Torah could have just said yikach tzira izim. Why shnei tzira izim? With dashim from here, she yushneim shavim. It means to say both of them should be alike. In other words, they should look alike, the same color, they should be the same height, and they should have the same value. Minayin, how do we know? Afal pi shein shneim shavim kshirim. Like, how do we know b'dievet, if you can't find two exactly alike, you take two different ones, still is kosher. Talmud Laima, this the pasuk says, seer seer. The next part of the pasuk says two extra times the word seer. In Pasuk Yud it says, or in Pasuk Tes, Hikrav Aaron es Hasoyer, Hasher Ol of Hagar El Hashem. This word Hasoyer is extra. And then in Pasuk Yud it says, Vi Hasoyer, Hasher Ol of Hagar El Azazel. These are two extra words, Hasoyer, Hasoyer. Why does it say it extra time? So Gemara says, the rabbis, to say even though they're not Shavah B'Shavah, still it's Kosher. Hey, Seer, Seer is Ribui. So Gemara says, Taima the Ribu Rachmana. The reason why we say B'Dievid, if you don't have the exact same color, one is black and one is white, is kosher. You know why b'dievet is good? Because the pasuk says seer two times. It's a ribui. For Zot Gemara, holoi ribui, mashma the Torah wouldn't have said it, holoi riba rachmona, have a mean I would have thought, psulin, that it's like apostle, that if you have two different colors, the shnei seerim apostle. Shnei seerim have to be exactly alike, even the kuva. For Zot Gemara, kuva min olon, how would I know it? By kachim, the klal is, when the Torah says something once, it's only the mitzvah. See, it's true, the Torah says, yikach shnei tzira izim. The word shnei is extra, so a dashing, there's a mitzvah, it should be alike. They should have the same color, the same value, the same height. But what's the havim is to say it should be likuva. So if you don't have it, it's puzzle, ad kadei kach, that we need a new puzzle to say it's kosher. Like, why would have I thought that it should have been puzzle? So Gemarin says, yes. Salka taitachamina, I would have thought, shnei ksiv. It says three times in this parsha the word shnei. Shnei sirizim. It says it three times. And two of them are extra. So since it says it extra, I would have thought the Torah is telling us like twice. You should know bedavka, they have to be alike. The same color, the same height, the same domin. And even if the evidence should be posel, kamashmon the word posik, no, seer two times, that even if they're different colors, also but the evidence kosher. For the Gemara, Bahashta, the Ribu Rachmon, and Seer Seer. Now that we have this extra word, Seer Izim, that's Mashma, that even though they're not alike, still it's Kosher. So the Kosher is then, Shnei, 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 Lomeli. How come the Torah says three times then, Shnei, Shnei, it should have two Seer Izim? It's enough just to say Seer Izim. Why does the Torah have to say the word Shnei? So it's saying the word Shnei comes to teach us. It has to be alike. But why does the Torah say three times? If you tell me it's B'dieved, it's good. But now that we're saying there's a ribui, that it's only l'chatchila, not for the eved, so why does the Torah have to repeat it three times, the word shnei, shnei, shnei? So Gemara says, true, they're all only l'mitzvah. They're only there l'chatchila at the beginning, you should have them alike. But what should be alike? Chav l'mara, they should have the same color, they should both be white, they'll both be black. V'chad l'kuma, they should both be the same height. V'chad l'domin, and they should both be value, the same value they should have. But this is all l'chatchila. But b'dievet, even if they're different, that's the extra pasuk seer to say that b'dievet is kosher. So that's true now Mishnah also. That l'chatchila there's a mitzvah to have them both alike from the pasuk shnei tzirizim. But b'dievet, even though they're different, still is kosher. Mar says Tanya nam yochid gabi kifsei mitzora. We learned the exact same halacha by the two kvosim, the two limbs that a mitzora has to bring for his korban. The pasuk there says by mitzora yikach shnei kvosim. The Torah says, take two kvosim. Miyat kvosim shnayim. Now the same kasha. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei kvosim? The Torah just should have said, yikach kvosim. By telling us kvosim, I know it means two limbs. Hey, it's miyat kvosim shnayim. At least you have to have his two. Ma tamud loy mishnei. Why does the Torah have to say the word shnei for him? So idashin shiur shneim shavim. That the shnei kvosim by a mitzvah also has to be alike. The same thing. The same color, the same height, the same value. Uminayin, how do we know over there also the same din? Sha'afal pi shein shneim shavim. Even though b'dievet, if you can't find two exactly alike kvosim, they're different colors, still ksherim. How do I know b'di'evid by the mitzvah it's also kosher? Talmud Leima comes to teach us the pasuk. Plus says keves keves riba. Says an extra word keves over there. An extra time to teach us that b'di'evid, even though they're different colors, still it's kosher by a mitzvah. So we must say the same thing now. Taima the riba rachmana. The reason why do I say that it's kosher? Because the pasuk says keves keves. If the Torah wouldn't have said this extra word, keves keves, have I mean, I would have thought psulim, that by a mitzvah, if the two kvasim are different colors, I would have thought it's possible. Fred Gemari, kuvim in olon. What's the have I mean? Why would I think that it's possible? Why should I think that it's possible? Tumarin says, talka da'i dechamino, I would have thought. Tia ksiv. At the beginning, the pasuk says, zois tia teres ha-mitzvah. So Bara says the word tia, I always think the word tia means likuva. Like Rashi says, tia ksiv, zois tia teres ha-mitzvah. Demashme ve'viyose tei pasha zu, kechol ha-kosev bo. Whatever the Torah says in this pasha has to be, and if you're missing something, it's possible. So since the pasuk says, shnei kvosim, I would have thought shnei means they have to be exactly alike, even likuva. Kamash malon, keves, keves, no, that it's kosher even though they're not alike. Fred Gemara Vahashta the Riba Rachmona. Keves Keves. Now that we have an extra time, the Pasuk says Keves Keves of a Zoytia Lomali. What do I do with the word Zoystia Terasamitsairon? That's Mashmit Likuva. Ah, you're telling me now no, the word Keves Keves says it's not Likuva. So Gemara says Lishar Haviyoso Shamitsaira. That the rest of Aloch is true. There are a lot of halachas about Hilchus Mitzvah. All the other halachas in the Karbonis, tak is likuva. Just this one halacha, that it says Shnei Kvosim, that was saying it means lekatchila, they have to be exactly alike, that's only lekatchila, but b'di'evid, if they're not alike, still it's kosher. Because the pasuk says, keves keves. But if not for that, enech nami for the word tia, that tia means all the halachas that it says in this pasha has to be, and if you don't have it, it's possible. But we need it for the rest of the halachas. Yeah. Tzimar says the Tanan, or else Vitanya, Nami Gabi Mitzvah, Kiyai Gavna. We learned the same halacha by another halacha of Hilchus Mitzvah, by the Tziporim, that the Nozim Mitzvah first has to bring two birds. The Apostle says Tziporim, is Miyat Tziporim Shnayim. If what just would have said the word Tziporim, I would have thought it means two birds. Na Tamuloy Mishtei, why does the Apostle have to speak out and say, Shtei Tziporim, the Mitzvah has to take two birds? So we dash in again, shiyushteyem shavis, that the two birds have to be exactly alike. O minayin, how do we know? Shafal pi shenem shavis, even though they're different colors, ksheris, that b'dievet still kosher. Talmud Leima, the pasuk teaches us, tzipor tzipor ribo. So the extra time it says the word tzipor riboy to teach us, even though they're not alike, they're two different colors, still b'dievet is kosher. So again, the same shayla. Taima the riba rachmana. Why do we say it's kosher b'di'eved? Because the pasuk says tipor tipor an extra time that even though the different colors still is kosher. Holoi riba, if you wouldn't have a riboi, holoi riba rachmana psulais, I would think it's possible. Fred Gemari kuvim in olon. Like, well, how would I know to say it's possible? By kotshim the klal is when a Torah says something once, it's only la mitzvah and not likuva unless the Torah says it two times. There was only one drush lechura. Shtei tziporim was only one drusha. So why would have I thought there would have been lechuva? So Maria, it's the same terrace like we had before. So Maria says, yes. Salka dai dechamino tiyaksiv. At the beginning of the pasha of the mitzvah, the terrace says, zois tiya teres ha-mitzvah. So the terrace starts off, zois tiya. So I would have thought all the halacha that it says in this pasha has to be. So kamash milano, or tzipor tzipor, that this halacha is not lechuva. For at the Gemara of Ahashto, the Riba Rachmona Tzipor Tia Lomeli, the same kasha we had before. Now that we have a ribui from the word Tzipor Tzipor, that even though the birds are different, they're not exactly alike, they're not the same color, still it's kosher. So what do I need the word Tia for? Lachurit Natli Kuva. So Gemara says Lashar Havi Yosin Shal Mitzvah. For the other halachas, there are a lot of other halachas by Mitzvah, and the din is all those halachas are likuva. Even though the Torah only says it one time, but since the Torah says the word Zois Tia, Tia means Likuva, that it has to be. So only this halacha, the two birds to be exactly alike, we have another reboot, Tzipa Tzipa, say that's kosher anyway. So Gemara asked like this, Ihochi, once you're telling me now you make this drasha, that Shnei Tziporim, Shnei Kvosim means two exactly alike, for the Gemara Gabi, Tamidim Nami, Neima, Kvosim miyat kvosim, shnayim matam aloima, is a chura shnayim shiyu shnayim shavim. Why don't we say the pasuk says they should bring shnei kvasim? They didn't bring two tamidim, a tamid shel shachar, a tamid shel bein abayim. The Torah says shnei kvasim. So why don't we say the same drasha? The Torah would have said the word kvasim. It means two. So why the Torah would say the word shnayim? Hello, my shnayim. It tells us that both kvasim, both tamidim that you bring that day, have to be exactly alike. They both have to be white. Both have to be black. And we know there's no such halacha. It's not brought down anywhere that by the two tamidim they have to be exactly alike. How would I know that the b'dieved is kosher? Talmudim, the pasuk says kevas ritz ribui. Yeah, so according to kashrus, why don't we say like this? For the gemara, the mitzvah hachinami divinim, like, is it true what you're saying? Do we ever find a place that there's a mitzvah, the two tamidim, the two tamid should be exactly alike? We don't dashen that anywhere. So Gemara says, Enechnam, here it's different. Humi boile l'katanya. The reason why the pasuk says, Shnei kvosim, by the Tamidim, not to teach us that they both have to be exactly alike. The Tamid shel shachar and the Tamid shel bein abayim should be exactly alike, the same color, the same height, the same value. No. Here the Torah teaches us something else. L'katanya. Like we learned like this. The pasuk says, Shnayim layoim. You have to bring two kvosim every day. So we dash him, what does Shnayim layoim mean? Kineged hayoim. That the place of the shechita, where you shech the tomet shel shachar and the tomet shel bein abayim, is keneged the yoin, like we'll soon see, where the sun goes by the part of the day. So the Gemara, atarayim, you're telling me keneged the yoin means keneged the day, like keneged where the sun is on the, of that day, at the time of the day. Oyeinu, maybe not. Elochayves hayoin, maybe it's come to teach us the halachas of the chayves hayoin. So Rashi says keneged hayoin means Kineged Zrichas Hashemesh, like we'll soon see. You have to shech the Tomet Shel Shachar opposite the Zricha, the shining of the sun. That's how we dash in Shnayim Layoim. For the Gemara and the Rashi know, Oyeinu Alechayvas Layoim, Obol Olamet Shiyu Shnayim Lechol Yoim. Maybe it's just come to teach us that you have to have two of them every day. You have to have one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So Gemara says, Kishuweiner, Es Akevas Sechotas of Abaikim. Now the pasuk already says you have to have two tamidim every single day, one in the morning and one in the afternoon. So if so, umani mekayim shnayim layoim. What does the pasuk say? Two a day. If we darshan kineged hayoim, that means the shechita of the korban atomid has to be opposite the shining of the sun. Okay, son, how does it come out? The atomid shel shachar. You know where you shech the atomid shel shachar? That they used to shech the tamid. Now the tamid is a korban oila. It's a kodesh kedoshim. And the loch is kodesh kedoshim. You have to shech b'tzofen on the tzofen side of the mizbeach. But we're on tzvoin on the north side, on the north marovis. It has to be towards marav side. And on the marav side, on the north side of the mizbeach, but all the way up towards the west side. Now on the north side of the mizbeach, there were a lot of tabois. We had before, there were a lot of like rings there that used to be stuck into the ground. That when they made a shechita on the animal, they would put the head of the animal into this ring and it would hold down the animal that they could make the shechita. So they used to use the second ring, not the first ring, but the second one. That's what they did in the morning. We'll soon see why. The Shabbain HaBayim, where did they shech the Tomid Shabbain HaBayim in the afternoon? It's not on the west side, but on the east side. It has to be on the tzofen, on the north side of the mizbeach, but the northeast, on the bottom side, they shechted it. On the second tabois. And the pshat is, you have to be opposite the shining of the sun. So in the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. So Mela, if you're standing on the west side, you could be facing the east. So in the morning, you have to make the shechiter on the east side. On the morning, you have to do it on the west side. Today, that you could look back towards east to see the sun coming. And at night it's fakir. At night when the sun is down by Marav side, you have to be on Mizrach side. Today, if you're all the way Mizrach, you can be facing towards Marav, so you always have to be facing towards where the sun is. So that's how we learn. Shnayim layoy means, v'shash shchita, you have to be facing where the sun is shining. Like Rashi says, Al Karen Marovis Svoinis, Shel Mizbeach, Shashemesh bo min hamizrach. In the morning, the sun comes up on the east side. Lefikach, therefore, moishchoy hashoichel tzad maruf. The shoichel has to go to the west side. Lahachikoy min hakoysel hamizrach, to go as far away from the east as possible. Bechol yicholis, mifnei shak solim givoyis, because the walls are very high. V'yachama shachis b'shipulei shirakiyya. And the sun in the morning, like it's in the bottom of the sky. V'tzeh l'kois lo'imed negdoi. And the koisol makes a lot of shade. U'tzvoynis. Mishum dekot shekadoshim shekadoshim ayerecham mizbeach tzvoynim. Now you have to be on the north side of the mizbeach, because the korban atomin is a korban oila, which is a kodesh kadoshim. So the shrita has to be on the north side. V'shomo yubesa mitvachayim. V'hataboyas kavua ispiritzba. That was the place where they made the shechita, and there were rings there, kavua, in the ground, that you put the head of the animal for the shechita. Lo says, Rosh HaBeim L'Toichon. You put the head of the animal into these rings. V'hein Esrim V'yabod, were 24 different rings, K'minyin HaMishmaris, like the 24 Mishmaris there were. O Mekoimam Esrim V'yabu Amis, it took up 24 Amis, Al Esrim V'yabu, by 24. Kavua is Beshishas Dorim. There were 6 different rows of them. So I call upon him in the morning, you have to be all the way on the Marav side. Because if you're standing all the way on the Marav side, then you'll be able to see the sun. Because the sun comes up on the east side. See, if you're going to be towards the east, the big wall is going to block the sun. You're not going to have the rays of the sun coming on you. So if in the morning you have to be all the way on the west side, today that you'll be able to see the Zricha Tachama. That's the way you have to be in the morning. And if by Bein Arbaim, it's just the opposite. You have to be all the way connected to the Mizrach side, in order when the sun is going down the Marav side, you'll be able to see the rays of the sun if you're standing all the way on Mizrach side. So that's what we dash for this pasuk. Shanayim Layoy means, when you shech the korban atomid, you have to be facing the sun. So you have to be the opposite side that the sun is, in order to see the rays of the sun. So that's why by Kvosim, by the Tamidim, we don't dash in Shanayim. Shnei means they have to be exactly alike. Rather, we dash them for this drasha that you have to shech both of them kineged the sun. In the morning, you have to be all the way towards Marav side, and in the evening, you have to be all the way towards Mizrach side. You right, Mora says. Yeah. Alright, but then just Rashi just explains how come the Gemara says you have to put it on the second taboz. So Rashi says, Al tabas shni, on the second ring, loy b'taboz sheitz la mizbeach. Not the first one right connected to the mizbeach. Ela b'shni, or the second one. Hamashuch letzat sofas, a little bit towards the north side. O p'nei ha-shoichet v'tzav rabbeim v'alachsun letzat mizrochet svoynis. Shemisham Hashem is bo, that's where you should be standing. So Rashi says, v'taymu t'taboz shni lo yadanu. I'm not sure why you have to use the second ring. Why can't you use the first one? So Rashi says, "Vani shemati, but I heard kadesh teir rishayim esayosoi lechos v'ragli abheimam." It's good to move over one ring, because the first one you can still use. It'll help you out. Like you'll have the feet tied down there also. So you use the second one to put the head in there, and you'll have the first ring still to be used to hold down the feet. So that's why you move over one ring to use like the second ring. Yeah. Then the Gemara says, "Vaita." Yeah, Musafin Shal Shabbos Vaday Tzrichin Shiyu Shneim Shoven. Enoch Nami. The Torah says Shnei Kvosim by Shabbos, by the Musaf of Shabbos. So there we have no other drushes, but to say Shnei Kvosim, the same kasha. Why does the Torah say the word Shnei? Let it just say the word Kvosim. Kvosim means two. Halamai Shnei Kvosim means teach us that they have to be l'katchila exactly alike. They have to have the same color. They have to have the same height and the same value. By the Musafim of Shabbos lechatchila, you have the mitzvah to be Shneim Shoven. Tana Rabbanan, learn the price like this. Pasuk says Shnei Sira Yom. No, not the Pasuk. Sam Shnei Sira Yom Kippurim. If you have the two Sirim of Yom Kippur, Sheshoch Ton Vachutz. If you made a Shchitas Chutz, that the Lacher is Tamaz. If you have a korban, the mitzvah is to shechted inside the Azara. If you shechted outside the Azara, Yechayiv Korus. That's called Yisra of Shchute Chutz. Yes, here the shiloh is, the Shnei Siri of Yom Kippurim, like the Shnei Siri Izim, if you shechted it on Yom Kippur outside the Azara. So it depends. Actually, Hikrul Aleihim, if you didn't make the Agrola yet, Chayiv al Shneihim, then you Chayiv on both of them. We'll soon see why. Misha Hikrul Aleihim, but once you already made the girl, and you said one is going to be a Chatas Lashem, and one is going to be Lazozel, Chayiv al Shalshem, and Echnami. The one that's supposed to be now a Chatas, since the halacha of that chatis is you are supposed to shecht it inside the azara, so now if you shecht it outside the azara, the halacha is yichayiv chatis. Upoter al shel azazel, mashek and enech nami, the one of lazazel, since it has no shechita to it, the dinel of lazazel is you throw it outside lazazel, but you don't shecht it, so it has no mitzvah to be brought inside the panim. If it has no mitzvah to be brought inside, say enech nami, if you shecht it outside, you're not chayiv karas. Heis do halacha of the korban is, the mitzvah is to shecht it inside the panim. So Torah says if you take it outside and shecht it outside, you chayiv karas. But only because you're supposed to shecht it inside. But this carbon of lazozil has no shechiter inside, so therefore now if you take it outside, bachutz, the locher is your potter. What about actually, the Torah says like this now. Actually, higroleim chayiv ashneim. But before you made the agrola, before you chose, you know which one is the chatitz and which one is lazozil, if you shecht either one or both of them outside, you chayiv for both of them. Like, why you chayiv on both of them? But Manashuch, one of them is supposed to be the Lazozil, and the one Lazozil doesn't have a mitzvah to be shechted inside the panim, so why are you chayiv karas if you check it outside? So Gemara says, I'm Rav Chizda says like this, Hoyul v'royul l'soyer ha'naseh b'chutz. The pshat is, there's a sirim, a goat that you have to bring for korban musaf on Yom Kippur. So before you made the agrola, if you didn't choose yet which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozil, Lamaisa, what you have now are two goats. These two goats, if you want to, you can change your mind, and you can use them for the Musaf of Yom Kippurim. So since these two goats are royal to be used for the Musaf, and if they're used for the Musaf, it would be Geshachten, it would be a Shechita Lepanim, that's why you chayiv outside. So Rashi says, L'soyer anasa b'chutz, kol echad, either one of these two goats, hayiroyo lahakrivo lechates ha-Musaf. You could have brought it for the Musaf, Shal Yom HaKippurim, Amur HaPashas Pinchas, like it says in Pashas Pinchas. So that's why before you made the Agrola, either one of them is possible to be the Chatis for the Korban Musaf, so therefore you shecht it outside, you chayiv Chatis. But once you already made the Agrola, so now you know which one is Lazozel, this one that's Lazozel, you are not allowed to shecht it inside, so now if you shecht it outside, you're not chayiv Chorus. Because that's the halacha. The halacha of shchut echut is only that the pasuk says, "V'yalpesach hayomayim lo yaviyu." Since you didn't bring it inside, but you shechted it outside, that's why you chayiv chatis. But lazozel, there's no din to bring it inside. You potter. For the Gemara, umay shino lisoyir anase b'fnim, diloy dimechusar agrolo. Why do you say what? You have these two shnei tirizim. You say, you know what it's right to be used for? Maybe you could use it for the korban musaf. Why didn't you say, maybe you could use it for the agrola? In other words, before you made the girl, so you don't know which one is Lashem, which one is Lazozel. So each one of them, you could say, maybe this is the one that's going to be a chatas Lashem. So maybe that's why you shecht them outside, you chayiv chatas. Because each one of them, maybe that one will be the chatas. Like, why don't you say, you don't say that. Because you say it's missing a maisa. Kozman, you didn't make that grola. You can't say it's roy, it could be the chatis. No, it's missing a maisa. You have to do this action of making the girl. You don't say it could be done. For the Gemara, l'soyer anase b'chutz nami. So if so, why do you say these shnei sirizim? One could be roy for korban musaf, b'chutz nami loichozi. The b'chutz ha'avodas hayom. Right now you can't bring it for korban musaf, because you didn't do the avodas hayom. Because the halacha in Yom Kippur is there's a seder how you bring the avodas. First you do the tomet shel shachar, then we have you bring the shritas apar, then you do the keteris, then you do the par, then you do the ayil. And after you do these avodas, then first later you do the korban musaf. So lemaisa, if you didn't make the shnei hagrolas yet, so we're talking about earlier in the morning, he didn't do the avodas hayom yet. So if you have the Shnei Sirizim now, early in the morning Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol didn't do the Keteris yet, didn't do the Chatis, didn't do the Par. So what do you mean to tell me now? Maybe these goats could be used for the Korban Musaf. It's not right to be Makdish for Korban Musaf right now, because you didn't do the other Avodis yet. So Chur, it's not right to be used also. So Chur, it shouldn't be right for Musaf either. For the Gemara, He says, why do you say for the Sor HaNasa B'Fanim it's no good? Because it's missing a Mayis HaGrolo. Is the Sor HaNasa B'Chutz Nami L'Chozi? The Mechus Kroi Avoides HaYoyim? You didn't do the Avoides of Yom Kippur yet. So Gemara says, Ksover of Chizda, Ein Mechus HaZman L'Boy B'Yoyim. That's not a concern. If it's just missing time. But this Korban, you don't have to do anything new to this Korban. This is the same goat that could be brought for the Korban Musaf. It's only a question. You have to wait until all the things are done first. But this goat, the way it is right now, it's right to be a Korban Musaf. It's only missing time. You just have to wait later on in the day. So that's not called Mechus HaZman. Mashenkin, for that Grolom, you have to do a Maisa. You have to make a Gerum. You have to make the two lotteries and say Lashem and Lazozel and pick it out of the Kalfi we had. So that's called Mechus HaMaisa. Mashenkin, Mechus HaZman, just have to wait till the end of the day, that's not a concern. Omer Ravina. Ravina said like this. Hashtag the Yom Rav Chizda. Now that Rav Chizda said, Mechusar Hagrolo, Ke Mechusar Maisadami, that before you made the Hagrolo, the Shnei Sirim, you can't say it's right to be used for the Chattis, because you didn't do this Maisa, this action of the Hagrolo yet. Habizoiho the Yom Rav Yehuda Mashmuel. That's what Rav Yehuda Mashmuel says like this, a Chiddush. That Shlomim She Shochaton, Koidim She Niftachul Dalsas Heichol Psulin. If you bring a carbon Shlomim in the morning, any day of the year, before they opened up the delis, the doors of the Heichol, he holds his posel. Shenema, the posel says, V'shochatu Pesach Oyomoyed. When can you bring a Korban Shlomim? You have to shecht it by the opening of the Oyomoyed. Shehi dashins, Bizman Shu Pesuach. You can only bring a Korban Shlomim if the door of the Heichol is opened. V'loy Bizman Shu Noam. But calls them on in the morning, even after they brought the Tamid Shal Shachar. But if they didn't open up the door to the Heichol yet, the Lachar is you're not allowed to bring a Korban Shlomim. And if you bring a Korban Shlomim during the day before they opened up the Pesach, the Lachar is its possible. That's Rav Yehuda Mashmul's Chiddush. So according to him, Lachuram, what's going to be Shachaton